The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Ayin, Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara on Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Gimel on Beis, says that Tevel and Yain Nesach are two things that if they get mixed into tarubis, they mix into other foods, they will never become bottled. Yain Nesach is wine that was poured for Avodah Zarah, it was touched by a goy, it becomes Aser B'Hanoah. And Tevel is also, is Aser B'Achilo, is food that grew in Eretz Yisrael, that's chayiv in Chumas and Maisers, so it's obligated to take off Chumas and Maisers from this food, so long as one has not taken off Chumas and Maisers from his food, the food is also to eat, and it's known as Tevel. So the Gemara says that Tevel and Ayin Nesach are both things that are Aser, and even if they get mixed into other things, although the halacha is that in general, that there's a concept of bittul beroiv, if something which is also to eat, something which is also banal, gets mixed into other foods and one is unable to remove the iser from the mixture, from the tarivis. So generally speaking, we have a rule, bittul beroiv, that becomes bottle. In HaTorah, it's bottle so long as there's more heter, more of the mixture's mutter is allowed is to eat than the actual iser. Midr Rabbanon, we say that if the things that get mixed together are min b'minoi, if they're the same type of food, the halacha is that they're bottle midr Rabbanon, if there's 60 times the amount of the heter, keneged the iser. And if there's different type, if it's a different type of food, it's the mixture, the iser and the heter are two different types of food, it's min b'she'en b'minoi. The rule is that if the taste of the iser can still be tasted when somebody would eat the tarivis, the whole mixture then would be awesome. However, by tevel and yain nesach, it's not the way. Tevel and yain nesach, we say that when it's a tarivis of min b'mino, if they're the same type of food, the halacha is that they are never bottle. No matter how much heter I have in this mixture, even if the amount of tevel that fell in is very, very small, very minute amount, still the halacha is that tevel is not bottle. So the Gemara says, what's the reason why tevel is not bottle? So the Gemara says, keheteroi kach isuroi. Just like the heter, the halacha is if somebody wants to separate truma, the way tevel becomes mutter is when you take off trumas and maisers, what's the minimum amount of truma that a person needs to take off in order to fulfill his obligation of truma and make the tevel mutter b'achilo? So the Gemara says, chita achas p'teres esakri, all you need to take off is one grain, one tiny grain. That means that min haTorah there is no amount for the amount of truma. There is a shear, how much truma you're supposed to take off. It's either 1/40th or 50th or 60th. But min haTorah, one can fulfill his obligation of taking off truma by just taking off a tiny amount, because there is no shear. So therefore we say, just like when to make tevel mutter, you only need a small shear, so too the Gemara says a svara, which is obviously only a svara midrabbanon, that so too, if I have a very small amount of tevel in this mixture, it will make it aser. So Tosfos says that really the Yerushalmi gives a different reason why tevel is not bottle. The Yerushalmi says that we have a rule that's called, even though we know, we said that there is a halacha that a tarevis, when I have a mixture of min b'mino, is usually bottle, min atayra, when I have roiv and min midrabonon, if I have 60. However, the Chachamim made a rule that under certain circumstances, there are actually many rules, there are a number of different rules in circumstances where we say that the iser is not bottle. One of the rules where we say that the iser will not become bottle and it will still be also to eat the entire mixture and the entire taruvis is called Dover Sheyeshle Matirin, where the iser that got mixed into the heter, this iser which is at present, right now it's also to eat, even though now it's also to eat, but at some point in the future, this iser will go away. This, it will not remain aser, and at some point in the future it will become mutter. The Gemara gives a bunch of examples. One example is certain things which are muktza. A person is not allowed to eat on Shabbos or on Yom Tov because of their status as muktza. But obviously, these things which are muktza are only asr on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Once Shabbos and Yom Tov are over, once they end, then the whole thing will be mutter. So something which is muktza gets mixed into taruvis, gets mixed to a mixture. So right now on Shabbos and Yom Tov, somebody would want to eat it, you would have to use the rule of bittul. So the Gemara says that something which is asr today, but tomorrow if you wait till Sunday, it will become mutter. One is not allowed to eat it today. And we say that a davar sheish the matir is something which has a possibility to become mutter. We say that it is not bottle, and midir rabbanon the chacham said that it is not bottle. That's the rule of davar sheish the matir. So the Yerushalmi that the Tosfos brings down over here says that technically speaking, tevel will be a davar sheish the matir. Because tevel is only offered to eat until you take off the trumas and maisers. Once you separate the trumas and maisers, so the trumas and maisers themselves you can't eat, but the rest you can eat. The rest, anyone, even the Yisrael is allowed to eat the rest of the mixture once they take off the tevel. So tevel, therefore, is classified as a davar sheyesh lematirin, something which, although it's also to eat now, but in the future it could become mutter to eat, and it's not difficult to make it mutter to eat. Therefore, we have another reason why tevel will not be bottled when it gets mixed together. Now, Tosfos says there's a trichus, there's a reason, Tosfos explains why we need two reasons. Because the Rishami's reason of davar sheyesh lematirin, Tosfos is not enough on its own, and the reason of keter kafi suri is not enough on its own, so Tosfos explains over there why we need both reasons. It's quite likely to give a third reason, and it's very possible that these mefarshim understand that this is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says keter kafi suri. And we'll give the explanation is given by the Merkabes HaMishnah and other Achronim, at least in the opinion of the Rambam, and possibly other shitas, as we'll see. We can possibly suggest another reason why tevel is not bottle. And that is based on the following rule. The halacha is that if something which is asr gets mixed into something which is mutter, so the halacha is that you have to come on to bittul. If not for bittul, there's not enough to make it bottle. The whole thing remains awesome. Now, this is only true in a situation where it's not possible to remove the offending isser, the isser that is in this mixture. I don't know where it is. I can't figure out where it is. So there we say that the whole thing is awesome, unless it's bottle. However, if you would, let's say, have a crate of oranges, and one apple fell into the orange, and that apple is usur. It's usur to eat that apple for whatever reason. Nobody would say that, well, there was only one apple and there's 1,000 oranges, so the apple's bottled to all the oranges, and now you're allowed to eat all of them. No one would say that. No one would say that now I'm allowed to eat the apple. Of course it's not bottled because I know where the isur is. It's very easy. You might have to dig to find the apple among all the oranges. So, but all the oranges are definitely mutter to eat because you know that the apple did not turn into an orange. But the apple itself remains awesome. So when we say that there's a halacha that an isser is bottled to heter when the isser gets mixed into heter, that's only true min ha-toyra. The bittul will only work even min ha-toyra in a situation where it's impossible to separate the isser from the heter. But in a case where it's possible to discover where the isser is and remove the isser, in that such a case, there the Torah never said that the isser will become bottled to the heter. And in such a situation, we don't need the reasons of davar sheyesh lematir and other reasons that the Gemara gives, which are only reasons that midrabbanan should not be bottled. In such a case, even min ha-Torah it will not be bottled. We find the interesting case that the Shulchan Aruch brings down here, Yerideya Simen Tzadik Ches. Sivdal, it's actually a Ramah. The Ramah over there says, what happens if somebody has a chaylev? We know that chaylev are the fats of an animal that the person, that are osur by chaylev. The person's not allowed to eat the fat of the animal. If somebody was cooking some soup, or with something else on a fire, and a piece of chaylev fell into the pot. And the halacha is now, chaylev is osur to eat. And it fell into the pot, and now it dissolved. The pot was cooking, it was warm. And the chaylev, the fat dissolved, and now it's mixed into the entire soup, and I don't know where it is. So, classically, one would say that if it's bottle, he has 60 times the amount, and it's bottle, and then you would be allowed to eat the soup. However, the Ramah says that in such a case, one is not allowed to eat the soup. Why? He says that it's possible to pour cold water into the soup. What would happen if I cooled off the temperature of the soup? Or even if I froze it? So it's well known that when you cool off the soup, all the fat will rise to the top and it will congeal. So when all the fat congeals on the top, so it's possible for a person to cool off the soup, all the fat will rise to the top, then you could slice off all the fat, take it, remove it and take it out, and then we know that all the chalev, which is also to eat, has been removed from the pot. So although in the situation where I find myself right now, if I want to eat the soup as is, I cannot figure out where the iser is. However, there is a way, a relatively easy way, of figuring out where the chalev is, and then I can remove the chalev. And in such a case where I can remove the chalev, the Ramah says one is obligated to do this, remove the chalev, and he's not allowed to rely on the concept of bittul baroyf. Now, the Reb Shloime Eger, son of Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his hagois, in his comments on the side of the Shulchan Aruch over there, on that stiff, says that this halacha, that you have mechuyev to cool off the soup in order to remove the chalev, this is not merely a chumra midirabonon. Now, we don't say this taruvis is not bottle. Since it is possible to do an action to remove the chalev completely from this taruvis, Niv Rav Shloime Eger says that min ha-toira, the chalev will not become bottle, and if somebody eats this mixture without removing the chalev, he will be over an iser de'eraisa. We find a similar concept by Hektish in a Mishnah. The last Mishnah in Me'ilah, at the end of Me'ilah, discusses someone who is Maktish. He says, one of the coins in my wallet should become Hektish. So the Mishnah over there discusses that if somebody has a number of coins in his wallet, so the halacha is, he doesn't know which coin became Hektish. One of the coins became Hektish, and he didn't specify which one, so he doesn't know which one. So the Mishnah says that if he would have Hana from all the coins in his pocket, he would be over an Issa Deiraisa of having Hana from Hektish. And if he was a Shegig, he would have to bring a carbon, like the halacha is, if somebody has Hana from Hektish, Shegig, unintentionally, he brings a carbon Mi'ilah. So the question over there is, why do we say that if he has Hana from all the coins in his pocket, he'll have to bring a carbon? Why don't we say that the coin that's Hektish is bottle to all the other coins? There's more than just two coins in his wallet. There's a bunch of coins which say that that coin which is Hektish is bottle to the other ones. And once it's bottle, that at least min ha-toira, it will be bottle and you will not have to bring a carbon. It won't be over an issa de'eraisa. It's very possible that maybe there are bottle and it's not bottle, but at the very least, once min ha-toira, it is bottle, then how could the Mishnah say that he's going to have to bring a carbon, which implies that it's issa de'eraisa? So the Tosfos Chadoshim on the side of the Mishnayos, Yochanan Ubayus, says to answer this question the same concept that we mentioned before. Although it's true that generally speaking, this coin should be bottled to other coins because there's a concept of bittul baroyv min ha-toira. However, Hektish is different because if somebody has a coin that's Hektish, that coin doesn't have to remain Hektish. It's possible for a person to transfer the Kedusha. It can be paid at the Kedusha and transfer it to a different coin. Even if he doesn't know which coin is Hektish, he can say, whichever coin in my wallet is Hektish, I want to transfer the Kedusha somewhere else. So therefore, it says the Tosfos Chadoshim, it's worse even than Dovr Sheish the Matirin. Dovr Sheish the Matirin, min ha-toir is bottle. Midrabban is not bottle. But over here, it's possible to discover the Isser and remove it from the whole mixture. Since it's possible to remove the Isser from the mixture, because if I'm paid the Kedusha over that coin, now all the coins are now mutter, therefore, min ha-toir, this coin will not be bottle. So the Merkavis HaMishnah says that the same idea applies to Tevel. It's true that I have Tevel, and it's Tevel got mixed into Chulin, something else, to Heter. So we want to say that the Tevel should be bottle. We want to say that Minatayr the Tevel should be bottle, but it will only be a Dover Sheshit Matir, or it will be the Gemara Svar of Keter Kachi Surah. Says the Merkavis HaMishnah, no. Because if somebody has a mixture tevel that got mixed into chulin, so what is he supposed to do? How he still has tevel, and tevel means there's an obligation. He has a chiyuv to separate truma. So he has a problem. The Minchas Chinuch discusses the problem that if I were to say that the tevel would be bottom in HaTorah, so now I have a problem. How am I going to be mafresh truma from this tevel? In HaTorah, it's not tevel anymore. Really, it's bottom. So generally speaking, I would say that you would take some other tevel, and I'll take the truma off of some other tevel that's not mixed into chulin, and say I want this truma that I'm taking off now to work for the tevel that's mixed into the chulin. And once I do that, the tevel is not tevel anymore. Now it's chulin. It went 100% chulin, so now though it's only heter, and that mixture, all I have is heter. So Minchas Chinuch says, this will only work if the tevel is not batul min hatorah. If the tevel is batul min hatorah, it's just not batul min rabbanon, so then I have a problem. What am I going to do? I'm going to take some tevel which is min hatorah and say, I want this tevel, I want the truma that I'm separating from this second tevel to work for the first tevel. The first tevel doesn't exist anymore because it's isser is batul. He does not chiv to separate truma anymore. However, says the Merkabes HaMishnah, no. Merkabes HaMishnah disagrees with the Minchas Chinuch. Merkabes HaMishnah says that this tevel that's mixed into chulin is not batul even min hatorah. Since it's not batul min ha-toyro, so therefore it is still possible to get a different tevel, separate truma from somewhere else, and say, I want this truma to fix the tevel that was mixed into the chulin. And that way, min ha-toyro, it's possible to fix up the tevel. Says the Merkabes HaMishnah, min ha-toyro, you can fix up the tevel, and you can remove the iser from this mixture, so therefore the halacha will be that when tevel gets mixed into chulin, it is not batul min ha-toyro.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara discusses whether or not a person is mechuyev to spend money to save somebody else's life. The Gemara says that really we have two psukim that teach us they mechuyev to spend money to save somebody else's life. One is from Hashivos Eloi, a mitzvah by Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Gufa Minayin, you learn out of Hashivos Eloi, so it's Kein Hashavas Aveda. The second limud is from Loisamet Aldam Riecha. The Gemara says that if we would only have the pasuk of Hashivos Eloi, then we would say that it's only Bechinam, when you don't have to spend money to save the other person's life. However, when you have to spend money to save the other person's life, you have to hire workers to save his life, the halacha would be that you're not obligated to spend money. That's why we have another pasuk of Lissam al Adam Riach, which teaches us that you mechuyev to spend money to save the other person's life. Now, the pashas of the Gemara would be that just like every lav, a person is mechuyev to spend all of his money to avoid being over on the lav, so too, Loisamet Aldam Riecha would be mechayev us to spend all of our money to save somebody else's life. So if we saw another yid in danger, chas v'shalom, we would have to spend all of our money to save the yid's life. L'maisa, the Rishonim ask a kasha. The Rishonim ask, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Osir la'atz la'atzma mamon chaveira. If a person sees that he's in sakana, it's osir to save himself using somebody else's money. So the Rosh over here and the Ravid and then the Baba Kama both ask Akasha, the Luchaira, if a person is mechuyev to spend all of his money to save another person's life, so let's say the person who's obligated to save his friend's life is not available, he's not here, and the person who's in Sakana is here, and he knows that he's in Sakana, and he knows that the only way he can get out of Sakana is by taking his friend's money and using it to save his own life, why shouldn't he have a right to take all that money to save his life, just like his friend would be obligated to spend the money? Just like if his friend would be here, he would be mechuyev al pi Torah to spend the money to save his life, to save the other person's life. So when he's not here, we should be able to say that his money is just as obligated as he is. And so just as like if he would be here, he would be mechuyev to spend the money. So I should have the right to take the money even if he's not here. So there's two terutzim in the Rishonim. The Ravid says that, Taka, there's a big difference between whether the person is available or the person is not available. If I'm here, and I see that somebody else is in Sakana, and I know that the only way to save him from Sakana is by spending all my money, so I'm certainly mechuyev to spend my money. Why? Because I'm mechuyev in the mitzvah. However, if I'm not here, so I don't see what's going on, So that was never nischayiv in the mitzvah. If I'm not here, and I don't know that he's in sakana, the chiyuv has never chal on me to save his life. I never become obligated in this mitzvah to spend all my money to save his life. So if he went and took my money, shaloi midaiti, that would be considered gzela. Now, nevertheless, that doesn't mean that he's not necessarily allowed to take the money. It could be he could take the money and he would have to pay it back. Fine, but lamaisa, at the end of the day, the Ravid says that the difference is between whether the person who's not in sakana is here and knows about his friend's sakana or not. The Rosh says the different tariffs of the Ravid's kasha. The Rosh says as follows. So the Rosh says, the Rosh brings down the Gemara that you're mechuyev to spend money to save the person's life. So he says, the person who got saved is mechuyev to pay back to the person who saved him what he spent. Reuven is not obligated to spend money to save Shimon's life if Shimon has money. He brings down the Gemara later on. So now, according to the Rosh, the answer to the Kash is as follows. Really, you're mechuyev to spend your money, but you're going to have to pay him back. The person who got saved is going to have to pay the person who saved him back. Why? Because since the person who saved him is not mechuyev to save him, when the person who got saved has money, so therefore, the person who got saved would have to pay him back. So really, it's not a chiyev to give up your money forever, it's a chiyev to lend your money to the other person. Now the Rosh puts in the caveat that Hechad Itzlei Mamoino Nitzel, that Reuven is not obligated to spend money and not recoup his losses if Shimon has money. If Shimon doesn't have money, it sounds in the Rosh like you are mechuyev to spend the money, and possibly you'll never be able to recoup that money. The question is, how much money are you obligated to spend? That's not 100% clear. I found a big machlokes zachronim about this. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in Peah says that Pidyon Shvuyim, the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, there's a limit of chaimish. Just like in all mitzvahs in the Torah, there's a limit that a person is not obligated to spend more than a chaimish, and the Chacham tell us, I'm a fazer, al yifazer yoysim chaimish. Nevertheless, so too, Pidyon Shvuyim also has this limit of chaimish that if a person knows about a captive, a shavui, he's not obligated to spend more than a fifth of his money to be paid to redeem that captive. Now, ask the Chavetz Chaim and the Marsham that L'chayra, we know that Pidyon Shvuyim, the Gemara in Bava Basra teaches us, is considered a Sakonis Nefashis. There's a tzad that the person will die in captivity because of the captivity, because the Gemara says, there's Cherev, Rav, and there's all kinds of issues that a person could face when he's in captivity. So therefore, they ask, why shouldn't you be mechuyev to spend more than a chaimish of your money to save another person's life, like we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin? So the Chavetz Chaim takes the approach that Pidyon Shvuyim, although the Gemara says that it carries the risk of death, nevertheless, it's not considered a real sakonis nefashis. It's a small chance of death, but it's not enough to obligate a person to spend more than a chaimish. The Marsham brings a raya from this Rambam, and he brings other rayas, and he says that he is of the opinion that a person is not mechuyev to spend more than a chaimish to save somebody else's life. This machloik is between the Rosh and the Ravid, whether or not it's possible for a person's money to be obligated in a mitzvah, even if the person who's obligated in the mitzvah is not aware of his obligation. In other words, can we take a person's in a situation where if the person knew about the mitzvah, he would be mechuyev to spend his money, can we then take his money shaloi gufanav when he doesn't know about it? Because of the fact that if he would be here and know about it, he would be obligated to spend the money. I thought it was similar to a machlokes between two taisusim. Taisus, the Gemara says in Baba Kama that there's a din of Mavriya Chari. If a person sees a lion coming to eat up his friend's animals, and he goes ahead and stops the lion from coming, he chases the lion away, it's considered Mavriya Chari, and he has no right to get, to recoup payment or maybe even his losses from the person whose animals he saved. So the Gemara says that the din of Mavriya Chari only applies when it's midaitai and it's less like seida. When the person who's chasing away the lion does it with full knowledge and he doesn't lose any money. Now, there's a machlokes in two Tosfos and whether these two things are both needed, these two tanoim are both needed in order to pater the person whose animals were saved. Is it that the person is only pater when the mavriach was midaite and there was less slave seida? But if either it was shloim midaite or it was a slave seida, even if it was midaite, in both those cases, the person whose animals were saved would be mechuyev to pay, or do we need both tnoim in order to be mechayev? In other words, that if either the mavriach, the person who's being a mavriach, is midaite, or he's less slave seida, even if it's balkarche, in both cases you're potter. In other words, are there three cases where you're potter, or three cases where you're chayev? Now, Tosfos in Ksubas says that the explanation of why You would be mechuyev if it's valkarche, even if it's less like seida, is because of this reason that the writer says. The Taisus explains that the concept of Mavriach Hari is because since a person's mechuyev to do Ashava Saveda, so Mamela, you can't charge for Ashava Saveda. So now, if either there was Islaif Seida, by Islaif Seida we know the Gemara tells us that when a person has Seida, he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So if it's Islaif Seida, the halacha would be that the person whose animals were saved would be mechuyev to pay the mavriach. Why? Because the whole reason why mavriach Hari is potter is because of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Since the mavriach has a mitzvah, he's obligated by the Torah to do Hashavas Aveda for free, so therefore he can't charge for it. But that would only apply to a situation where he was obligated to do the mitzvah. But in a case where he's Islaif Seida, where he's losing money on account of the mitzvah, he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, and therefore the person whose animals were saved would be obligated to pay him money for the havracha. However, Tosfos says in a case where it's balkarche, if you force somebody against his will to be mekayin in the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda, so even if he's lesleif seida, he would also be the person who used his friend and forced him to save his flock would be obligated to pay. Why? Because for the same reason that the rabbi told us, the only time you're mechuyev in a mitzvah is only if you know about the mitzvah and it's with full knowledge of the mitzvah. However, if somebody takes you about karachah and forces you to do the mitzvah, so there's no mitzvah, and therefore the person who saved his animals will be obligated to pay. On the other hand, Tosfos and Baba Kama takes the opposite position, and he holds like the Rush, and he holds that even if in a case where if the person knew about the mitzvah, he would be mechuyev to spend money on the mitzvah, or mechuyev to do mitzvah with his guf, so too, if he doesn't know about it, he's also obligated in the mitzvah, and you could use him bal karcha in order to be mekayim the mitzvah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.